have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? welcome to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University, where we are situated on unceded land, land originally inhabited by the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, who are still here, still thriving, and if we listen, teaching us things that I think are really important for moving forward in our world. Thanks for joining me today on the program. As usual, Roots and Berries brings you a selection of fiddle and banjo music, old time, bluegrass, acoustic, and today is no different. We heard, to start the show off, a track from an album called Africa to Appalachia by Jamie Stone, Canadian banjo player, and a very innovative banjo player, I might add. And Mansa Sissoko, who is a Malian-born Canadian choral player. They made an album, as I say, Africa to Appalachia, and there's some really beautiful material on that album that that mixes both of those instruments. And we heard chinquapin hunting. And if you're not sure what a chinquapin is, it is a variety of nuts that are like chestnuts, but they grow on the white oak tree, and they don't actually fall from the tree. And so to harvest them, it's tricky because you actually have to get up in the branches, and they're quite popular with the critters. So you gotta get there first, I guess, before the critters harvest them. Typically grown in the southern United States, so not really a Canadian thing. Even on the East Coast, they like the warmer weather, I guess. So for today's show, you know, I've been thinking it's February, it's Black History Month. I wanted to, you know, nod to that a little bit, especially appreciating the fact that the banjo has its roots in and on the African continent. And yesterday, as a staff here at the station, we do some anti-oppression education, and, you know, try to figure out how we can be better humans in the world. And we were talking about Black history and, you know, what it means to be here in Canada. And you know, what Canadian Black history looks like, and this American correlation, I guess, you know, it came up where, you know, we always are sort of comparing ourselves to the Americans, and Harper's Ferry came up in the conversation, and I remembered this gorgeous song from Robin Ludwig off of her album For So Long, and we're going to start this set off with this. Hearken to Harper's Ferry with Harper's Ferry Blues here on Roots and Berries.
My daddy wore a cap like yours. He got down on his knees and he faced the rising sun, and he did it again when the day was done.
Against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced. and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 on the terrestrial dial, cjsf.ca online and streaming, and on the radio app that you can download from Google Play or the Apple Store. My name's Robin. I am here with you every noon hour on Fridays with a little bit of old time and bluegrass music, for which that last song we heard was a departure of sorts. The musician there was Rhiannon Giddens. And she is a remarkable fiddle and banjo player who is coming to the Chan Center, actually, in April. Very excited to have my tickets for that. But in 2022, she was commissioned by the Spoleto Festival USA to create an opera, and that opera won the Pulitzer Prize for 2023, and it is called Omar. It premiered at the festival and has since made its debut at the LA Opera, University of Chapel Hill in North Carolina, Southern Futures and Boston Lyric Opera, and is slated for debut at the San Francisco Opera and the Lyric of Chicago. It tells the story of a true story, autobiography, of an enslaved Muslim man, Omar Ibn Said, who lived in Charleston, South Carolina, in the 19th century. And both the libretto and the music were composed by Giddens herself. Which just shows the scope of her work and the work that she also does to bring the voice and the stories of Black Americans, enslaved Americans, to the bigger audience. And the song that we heard before, Julia's Ario, from the opera Omar, was Rhiannon Giddens, also with a track called Julia from her album Freedom Highway. Both worth checking out. And Rhiannon Giddens also has a brand new album out that is, again, a departure from the real old-timey stuff that she started playing with the Carolina Chocolate Drops way back in the day. And just, you know, keeps pushing the boundaries of what the old banjo and fiddle can become a part of. So that's pretty cool. Speaking of pushing the boundaries of what the fiddle and banjo can be a part of, we're going to hear a track now that's going to take us into some territory. It's a 12-minute track, and it really is an ensemble piece for instruments that you will hear that don't normally make their way onto this show, but it's really quite beautiful, And I seem to, you know, in my mind, feel like it followed the Omar piece. This one features a lot more fiddle and banjo, but also some throat singing and some didgeridoo. It's a band from Australia called Beggar Wild, off their album No Chorus, Love and the Cookies. This is Vladimir's Recurrence here on Roots and Berries.
Place he'll never ever go.